Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and just listen and let your insomnia just drift away. And if you have anxiety, let that drift away, because we're going to talk to you for about 26 minutes about something very calm and relaxing. Thank you for joining us today. Today is the last episode of season 5. That's 7 years we've been on the airwaves as of January.
I didn't know I was here for the last episode of season 5.
You are. You're an integral part of season 5.
I had no one told me. I wasn't informed.
I did mention
by the studio.
I did mention it a few weeks back, and you were like, "No, there's more weeks in January." Oh, remember?
Well, I might have said there's more weeks in November.
In November, sorry.
Versus January. You're ahead of yourself, Marco.
I am. This is Amanda Barker, by the way.
This is Marco Timpano.
That's
by the
right.
Way.
And we had a lot of people are, I don't know what it is for the season 5, but I'm so grateful to all the people who have messaged me and told us how much they're enjoying the podcast. People who are listening because they've been anxious as of late, Amanda. And thank you for all those messages.
It's really wonderful, and it's nice to be of service, honestly.
It is, and it's nice to be here with you, you know, sharing the same thing where we can't sleep sometimes, and we know where you are. Amanda, before we go any further, I want to mention that one of our dear listeners, Devin, who is a Patreon on our Patreon page, messaged me. Devin said that they had not heard of Jumping the Shark until days prior to our episode, where Devin asked their partner what Jumping the Shark was, and then our episode followed.
Right, right.
And Devin continued to tell us, Devin's from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, right.
That there is a Bronze Fonz in Milwaukee.
I've been to the Bronze Fonz.
Do you have a photo with the Bronze Fonz?
I know I have a photo.
Can we put
that
up
Bronze Fonz,
on
yeah.
our Instagram? Because that would be awesome.
Might have to go into a hard drive, but I definitely have it, yeah.
What's the Bronze Fonz like? And I should mention this
weird,
is
weird, because he's bronze.
A bronze statue of the character, the Fonz, that was played by Henry Winkler in Happy Days.
Right, because it all took place in Milwaukee, right?
That's right. So did Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. It's funny because in those shows, I think of Milwaukee as a very big city. But having been to Milwaukee, I think of it more as a fun little place. But as a child, everything feels bigger when, you know?
We also realized that I have not been to Milwaukee.
And I thought you had.
I think
you thought you had.
I thought I had.
I talked about it a lot because I've been there a couple times.
Can we go in the new year?
Oh, you'd love Milwaukee, yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah, lots of great food there.
Well, not only is Milwaukee sounding tremendous, but on Devin's bucket list is going to Montreal.
Oh, wow.
Because they really enjoyed our Montreal episode.
Mm-hmm.
And in Madison, Wisconsin, they have a yearly naked bicycle ride.
I'm all for it. I don't know if I'd want people filming me while I'm naked on my bike, but I'm definitely all, I think I would enjoy being naked on my bike.
It's a parade of nude riders.
Right.
Nicknamed Bear As You Dare, riding around the city in the buff. And Amanda, Devin sent me a video of it, and it's really...
Oh, I didn't realize that video was from Devin.
Yeah, it's really, really funny to
see. We enjoyed that video immensely.
Thank you.
There's a real play and freedom in it, and also Wisconsin's really cold a lot of the time, so the fact that people are like, you know what, we're going to celebrate the warmth when we have
sure.
it... I think it's great.
I had some dear friends from Wisconsin, and they're just the best people. So,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know you had friends from Wisconsin.
Jay was from Wisconsin.
Oh, Jay was from Wisconsin?
From Tomahawk, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah. A director of ours who came to our weddings. Really, really lovely gentleman, Jay
he
Leggett.
Did.
And
yeah.
I knew another person from Wisconsin who was just wonderful. That said... We are using new technology today, friends and listeners. So I had a bit of an incident where my interface, which is the electronic box that allows the XLR cable from these condenser mics to go from the XLR cable through the interface into the computer.
Keep talking about it and you will surely put me to sleep at least.
Well... That's
XLR interface, cable, input, output.
So the interface, what it does is it allows the microphone, which is a better microphone than the USB microphone that we often use when you hear the squeaky chair.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the USB mic. And the studio mic is this XLR mic or this condenser mic that we're using, these two condenser mics that we're using. So the condenser mic goes through the XLR cable, which is far too big a cable to plug into a regular computer.
Mm-hmm.
The interface then allows me to modulate our microphones and the mixer and the main switch, headphones, etc., as they go into the computer through a USB.
Okay.
You follow so far?
No, not at all.
Okay, so my interface... was not working the other day when you
What's an interface?
I just explained it. It's this box.
I was thinking about my sister and the subway schedule.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Honestly, that's what happened. My brain switched off. You were talking, but I was thinking about my sister and the subway schedule.
We'll get to that in just a moment. So this interface, it's this box right here. Do you see it?
Yeah.
So you might remember we were going
to... Oh, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, we were going to record your voiceover audition that you had.
Yes.
And we went to the cupboard.
High stakes drama at 8 a.m.
The cupboard was bare. Something wasn't working.
Yeah.
I thought it was perhaps the electrical plug. So what I plug the electrical, what do you call it? The actual...
Outlet?
Not the outlet, but the thing that I plug in.
Yeah, I don't ever know. Because you tend to call... There's about 5 different electronics in this house that we call chargers. It could be a charging cord. It could be a wall charger unit thing.
I think it's more of a wall charger.
But we were like, where's the charger? It could be one of those portable chargers that I use to power up my phone on the road.
No, this is what you plug
That's
into.
That's what I call a charger.
It's what you plug into the electrical outlet.
The thingy on the wall.
No, not the outlet.
The thingy that goes into the outlet on the wall.
That's it. So... That was a little bit frayed. You know how it has a hard plastic nub and then it goes to the cord?
Sure.
Where the nub meets the cord was a bit frayed. So that particular interface, which is an Audient 14.
Oh, wow.
It needs needs power from both the computer and the outlet.
Okay.
And I thought it wasn't getting the power from the outlet or the juice to power the interface to allow the signal from the microphone to go into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, speaking of your sister, she has given me gift certificates to the audio store that I purchased my equipment at for podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Every year for Christmas, she gives that to me and I use it towards the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 3 years, I've used it to up the warranty on both the microphones we use and the interface.
Amazing.
So I brought the interface in thinking they were just going to replace the cord that goes into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And when the gentleman tested it, he said to me, it's more than the cord. I think something's going on with the interface itself.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look into it. And so the gentleman at that store is going to look into it because the warranty has been extended now. And I said to him, well, I'm a podcaster. I need to podcast because we have listeners expecting this episode to air on Wednesday. And we were late last week because we were traveling. So I didn't want to do that again to our listeners. And he said, okay, well, your warranty also covers a rental, so I'll give you a new interface.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me this interface, which is the AudioBox USB 96. And he had asked me, do you want an Audient like the one you had? Which he then said is finicky with regards to power.
Okay.
And I said, I'd like to try a new one. So he was going to give me the Scarlett, but I have a Scarlett. I wanted to try something new.
Right.
So he gave me the AudioBox USB 96.
Okay.
To use. And I was having the most tremendous amount of trouble getting my DAW, D-A-W, or my digital audio workstation to connect with the interface.
Mm-hmm.
As you saw, I was spending a lot of time on that. Turns out it was the USB cable that was too long for this interface. This interface likes a short USB cable.
Oh.
And so the one they gave me was too long. The one that I had was too long. So I went into one that I had kind of in a box that I don't really use that was shorter.
Okay.
And it worked.
Oh, wow.
And so if the sound sounds a bit different today, it's because I'm using a new interface. And so it may react a little bit differently, not greatly, with our microphones, and our voice might sound a little bit different.
Okay.
And that is the journey of my interface.
I don't think all of me is in this room.
Fair enough. So, Amanda, you were talking about the subway schedule that you were thinking about.
Right.
And our subway.
Well, our subway's expanded a lot in the last couple of years. And, you know, I used to rely on the subway a lot and not as much now. So I was just thinking of some of the new stations that have evolved and been built on the subway in the last few years. That's where my brain was.
Sure enough, the subway now goes to my former university, which is York University, which is very north of the mm-hmm. city, really, if you think about it.
Like, do you know anybody at Bessarion subway stop?
No, but that one always...
That's
strikes
like
me too.
A weird one. Like, you never hear of anyone, like, it's on the map, but you never hear of anyone going, oh, I just got a condo right at Bessarion. Like, it's not a word you ever hear, but on the subway map in Toronto, for some reason, it's there. This is wildly specific for
me. Glencairn is the one I always think. Who gets off at Glencairn?
Glencairn, yeah. But then there's other subway stops in Toronto that you hear about all the time, right? Like getting off at Spadina or...
Sure.
There's a very subway stop or Dufferin Station.
When I lived in New York, I would get off at Prince Station for work.
Oh, when I lived in Korea, I got off at Bupyeongu, which was... next to Paegun, and between Paegun and Puge, they were all P's. But actually, what's funny is they're all B's now because
okay.
they went with the other alphabet. There were sort of two versions of whatever the anglicized Korean alphabet was. And I knew it all as P's, like Busan, but now it's Busan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I mean, it's all the same in Korean, but...
I'm so glad you're using peas because...
Yeah, that's your favorite.
You have a tendency to pop your peas.
Hey, I mean, if we're going to try this new interface, let's see how it does with peas and bees. That has nothing to do with the interface, does it?
Well, you just have a very prominent pea.
I don't know why my pea is so prominent.
I don't know. And you also have a heavy foot.
I do have a heavy foot.
The reason we know Amanda has a heavy foot.
Well, because my mother used to tell me I did.
Oh, did your mother tell you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Growing up. I didn't
know that. Oh, yeah. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Oh, because I know you have a heavy foot. When you're walking above the studio, I can hear you.
But my friend and our friend Michelle Miracle in L.A. said, you know, you're very heavy-footed once to me. And I was like, oh, gosh. I guess she is very aware that I have heavy feet.
I think you just have a heavy foot.
I guess I do. I don't know. I thought maybe it was a dance thing. Like when I was a kid, I thought that's just something every mom says to every kid. But now I realize no, maybe it's specifically me. I don't have big feet.
No, you don't. Not at all.
Maybe that's why they're so heavy. Maybe I should be smaller for my feet. My feet are too small for my body.
Perhaps. When I was a child, I thought every parent, every mom cut their kids' hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my mom was a hairdresser, so she would cut my hair.
Right.
And I just figured every mom cuts every child's hair. That's what they do.
Yeah, no. I probably wouldn't have ended up with a pixie cut if that was the case. Or I would have only had a pixie cut if that was
the case. Did you ever cut your own hair as a child?
No. I tried to shave.
Okay.
And once. And another time I let my sister cut my hair. And that was a disaster.
Oh, no.
I wanted to be a Cabbage Patch doll for Halloween.
Who doesn't?
And I decided this sometime early October. And so she said, okay, if you want to be a Cabbage Patch doll for Halloween, then we should probably cut your hair in ponytails so that it can look properly like a Cabbage Patch doll. And she was very convinced of it. And
How old were you at this time?
We were older than you'd think.
Okay.
I want to say I was 7 or 8.
Okay.
So that would have put her at a solid 9 or 10.
Okay.
Which really is, you know, that's something like a 4-year-old does.
Sure.
We were old enough that...
You both should have known better.
I guess I just always listened to whatever she said. And
sure.
She definitely should have known better. Mm-hmm. So she cut my hair in ponytails. And so, of course, it was all jagged and different lengths. And so then I had to go and get my hair properly cut. So then it became a bob.
I see.
I didn't mind the bob, but my mom didn't like it.
Fair enough.
Which is funny because she likes short hair. But anyway.
I want to say a special hello to all the flowers that are blooming in November, which they, for me, a November bloom is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. We have some geraniums that won't quit.
They're just like, it's the end of the season. I'm still going to give you some blooms.
Yeah, they're hot pink geraniums. And I mean, it's December next week.
I know.
This week. Is it December this week? No, next week.
Next week.
Speaking
of December, so today's our last episode of season 5. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us all this time. As of December 1st, we're going to have our holiday episodes.
Woohoo.
And we're going to have an episode for every day in December and a little pinch after in November, too, till the 6th, which is Epiphany.
In January.
What did I say?
November.
Sorry.
And earlier when you were talking about November, you said January. I guess you get those two mixed up.
No, I think I'm just at the end of my day. I think it's just been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
And so... we're going to do a show for the 31 days
Amazing.
Of December. They're going to be holiday shows, so they're going to be not our regular episodes. They're mm-hmm. going to be a little bit peppier. They're going to have a little more holiday feel to it. We'll talk more about that on the December 1st episode, but I just want to let everyone know I'm very excited about it. And Amanda, a preview for our listeners.
Ooh.
We are going to be putting together a new podcast logo.
Oh.
So the one that you see of me and you in front of microphones with a sheep jumping over us is going to change to something else.
Oh my goodness.
So very excited.
Will it feature my chin as much?
It won't. Why? I think you look good in that picture. You're not happy with the chin?
No, it's just, you know, one never quite adjusts to one's profile, I think.
I guess profiles are a challenging thing.
They are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... we're going to have a new logo,
mm-hmm.
sans either of our chins.
That means without.
And we hope you will like it. I'm really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's very exciting. That's exciting news.
What does the end of November bring for you, Amanda?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I'll say this. Your magazines for the end of November are pretty great.
Yeah.
The five you got, all the covers all look fantastic.
You're enjoying my magazines. Yeah, it's a lot of turkeys and leaves and let's get into Christmas and let's get into the holidays. I think for me, November brings darkness and
okay.
in that darkness can be a lot of things. I think it can be a coziness.
Yes.
A want to look inward.
Sure.
A want to sleep more. I had a fabulous nap today.
Oh, you had an... It feels like when you nap, I don't, and when I nap, you don't.
We have an energetic thing in this house with sleep in general. We should do a whole episode on that since it is a sleep podcast.
I want to also mention our listener, Heidi, who tweeted us at Listen and Sleep. That's our Twitter handle in case you're wondering. So Heidi mentions she loved hearing about the beautiful townships that we drove through on the latest episode. So the Eastern Townships. And Heidi, if you get a chance, please, you and Devin, take a trip. I know you don't know each other, but take a trip through
matchmaker.
No, I think they're both partnered, but still they can still go.
I mean, friend matchmaker.
Sure.
I don't mean romantically.
Fair. But they can drive through Quebec. It's so
beautiful.
So beautiful.
Where is Heidi?
Heidi doesn't say where she's from. So okay. Heidi, if you get a chance, let us know where you're from. But I want to say that she enjoyed the episode and it helped her get back to sleep when her head was stirring with her Thanksgiving menu plans. And American Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday.
Right.
So I want to wish all our American listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Would it be helpful if I went through what I did for Thanksgiving?
No. I don't. Yeah, of course. I don't.
Oh, I think we talked about it. Didn't
I think we did.
The way I organized it all.
But I also want to say that I'm thankful for all our listeners and our American listeners who are celebrating Thanksgiving. I am thankful to have you here listening, and thank you, Heidi, for mentioning that. I sort of responded by saying, I'm sure her Thanksgiving menu is going to be awesome because I know you plan yours and she was planning hers.
The key is timing. The key is having a timed schedule. For me, this year it was. But you asked about November, and I just want to say I think there's some real magic to be found in the darkness of November.
Sure.
Like, I think there's a real thing, because it can be really challenging, right, when you lose the light and lose the sunlight. So
right.
I just wanted to say that I'm really trying this year to just invite the warmth and coziness that more hours of darkness can bring, and the inward introspection that more hours of darkness can bring.
Fair.
I just really wanted to say that.
I want to thank all our listeners who have stayed with us through the loud ad in the middle of our show episodes. I know was a challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah, that was something that you only found out about after, right?
Yeah.
You had to troubleshoot.
It's a difficult one. Now, we do have two ads that will happen at the start of our show. Mm-hmm. And one of those ads, I was told by Nima, was a bit loud.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure if they're at the top of the show, once you start hearing me speak, you're going to chill and hopefully find your way to sleep. So I'm going to leave those ads because
I will say, so a podcast I'm listening to right now has some ads in it, and it's the same ad every time. And I actually don't mind personally. I like hearing the ads at the same time every time in the podcast, but I am a creature of comfort and habit. So
Mountain Goat One had tweeted us and said that they usually love our podcast, but the Jumping the Shark episode was too much banter and too many interruptions. I think we went a little bit out of our norm of being calm
in that episode. Understand.
And you even called it out in the episode.
I did, right?
Yeah.
I said, I think this is too conversational.
We're going to make it a little more.
But it's good feedback.
Thank you, Mountain Goat.
Absolutely.
Mountain Goat One.
I am thankful for the feedback.
Yeah, I'm thankful too.
Yeah, and there's different episodes for different people too, right? That's why people flag. Like some people, the interface episode, I will never make it through this episode.
Well, we talked about the interface early in the episode, so hopefully at this point, that helped people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward. I'm going to just end the episode talking about interfaces if I can.
Okay, great.
So Chris Bond has an interface that he spent quite a bit of money on.
Mm-hmm.
But it has all these features on it where he can program buttons to sort of allow for certain sound effects, certain dings and chimes, and his intro music is all pre-planned on the interface.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to look into that particular interface because I feel like it's kind of the Rolls Royce of interfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going, if my audience 14 doesn't work out, I might look at getting that Rolls Royce of interfaces. But I want to ask him more about it. And that's interface talk with Marco Timpano. Let us know what your plans are if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, or what your plans are, or what you like about the end of November. Would love to know that. Or whatever else you'd like to share with us, of course, we're always open to that as well. I recently had all my markers and highlighters out, Amanda, because I had some work I had to do, and you know I highlight everything.
Mm-hmm. You do. You're very into color coding, and this is a house where I always can count on having a highlighter.
A highlighter or cue cards. I have cue cards everywhere.
Highlighters especially, though. They're heavily prized and in every room.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good green one right now.
Well, I know what to get you for Christmas.
There you go. A green highlighter. Because the one
a
I have
light
is...
light green or a dark green?
Well, no, not a dark one, because the one I have is too dark.
Mm-hmm.
When I highlight, it's just this... It's like using a green marker.
Yeah, it's like you can't read the thing. Some of the blues can be like that too.
The purples I find difficult.
Very dark. You need a light. Highlighters need to, by definition, be light.
There's pastel-y ones in different colors. I saw a whole pack of them, but they were $17. So I was like, I'm not getting those, but I had my eye on them. Maybe Santa will get me pastel highlighters.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, listen, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you've had an enjoyable season 5. Thank you for being with us. Please tell your friends about our podcast. They might enjoy it. I know I've had some people I recently spoke with, and they've said, I didn't realize you had a podcast about sleep, and so they're now listeners. So thank you for listening to all of you, and I wish all of you a good night, and I hope you were able to listen and sleep.